You are about to have your mind set on the highway. And I quote from the hymn, "The King's Highway of Holiness, the road that leads from banishment to his everlasting kingdom." For that is the equation. You're about to leave all the bondage and grief and tears and fears and sighs and groans and woe of Babylon. You're about to run with delight in this highway that leads to the land of promise, everything restored to you. And so here is a blessed heavenly directive. Here is an exhortative scripture. Now this is what you're to do. As your heart is set on the highway, so as you pass along, set up waymarks and make high heaps, so that all those who pass by the way observe these waymarks and see here and there in the highway these high heaps. Now that is why I read with some unction in my spirit the lesson where I did this afternoon. There we see, dear Israel, down on the banks of the river, about to enter into his eternal rest and the glorious sunshine of heaven. And what was he doing? He was making a high heap. This was a blessed review of all the way God had led him and of his divine faithfulness vouchsafed to him and all the concentrated blessings that he had received. And so, just before he went into the river, he made this high heap. What of you, my friends? What is it? 50 years of spiritual experience. The Lord translating you from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, bringing you into the marvelous light of his glorious kingdom, delivering you from your guilt and ruin and wretchedness and fallen state, and from the condemnation of the law, and giving you to know his only begotten Son incarnate, our Savior Jesus Christ, and bringing salvation to you and your house. Now, think of what the Lord has done for you. So, dear old Israel, he made this high heap. The Lord favor you to do it today. A set up, this is why, surely why you have come, to set up waymarks. That is to say, to set up whatever is of the Holy Ghost in your soul, in this highway. For waymarks are indicative. They're like landmarks. You know the highway by the landmarks. And so, you know one thing I do want to say to you immediately. And I say it in great love and affection and worship and praise. I say it in adoration of the glorious Trinity. What God did in the person of his only begotten Son incarnate was to set up waymarks all along the line. The greatest waymark is the cross of Christ. But all along the line is virgin birth. You take another waymark, an high heap. I am speaking now on this part of God. Another one is when the dear Lord was baptized in the waters of the Jordan. What a waymark. And on the Mount of Transfiguration, and in his ministry, and in Gethsemane, and at Calvary, you'll know your day of glory when you see Calvary. When you come to Calvary, you'll say, "Lo, glad I am. And thou blessed Lamb shall take me to thee as I am. Nothing but sin have I to bring. Nothing but love shall I receive." You'll know you're going to glory. You'll know this is the highway. So see what God has set up. And I want, in the deepest affection, and in the sweet and sacred remembrance of our beloved brother, your dear pastor, and the angel of the church here, I just want to reiterate that what dear Mr. Dells did here at Crowborough and amongst the churches, by his ministry and the sweet influence of his Spirit, which was the nature and spirit of Christ, what he did was to go on setting up waymarks, and he has left them behind. You know, it is indescribable really for me to express this. But when I went to prayer with you just now, I felt very close to Mr. Dell. In him. And I felt that our spirits were joined together in Christ. And it seemed as if heaven descended a little into my soul. We shall be there. So, in this response for your salvation, for the gift of his only begotten Son to die for your sins at Calvary, and in the realization of all his divine faithfulness and immutable love vouchsafed to you, in your precious immortal soul, and in your body, and in divine providence, and in the church, in response to this, set the upway marks. Make the high heaps. So, you see how we can view today the wonderful blending between the saints in heaven and the saints on earth, and those yet to be brought forth from the womb of the everlasting covenant in our precious Redeemer. But seeing that time is short, my beloved friends, set the upway marks. Now you think of the wonder of this, because I shall just demonstrate it before you, if the Lord will. Whatever is the work of the Spirit is a way mark. It is something that is set up. And it especially relates to adoration, worship, praise, gratitude, flowing to the Lord for the remarkable things God has done for us. For the realization that I am a sinner saved by grace, loved with an everlasting love, bound up in the bundle of life with the Lord our God. It's the response of that soul to God. Set up your way marks. And this afternoon, today, this anniversary day, may the Lord grant you to make a higher heap than you've ever done before. Come, you dear aged saints, that are near glory's ineffable light, and the heavenly bliss that he has prepared for you. Make you a high heap. Add to it. Add to it what God has done for you this year. Make a high heap everything he does, you'll make a higher heap. And then your children will say, what meaneth this? These stones, these wainers, these high heaps. And you'll be able to testify to them of how the Lord divided the waters of Jordan, and how the Lord appeared to you in your sorrows, and how the Lord brought heavenly peace and bliss and forgiveness into your poor, guilty, unworthy soul. And heaven commenced below, set the unwaying eyes. I said that I would endeavor to demonstrate this in a few cases. Now, for instance, a landmark or a waymark. Waymark obviously means something that is set up in the way, and the travellers that follow on, generation after generation, they see these waymarks, and they say, yes, we're in the same blessed path as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets and the apostles walked. We're in the same blessed way, the highway. Because here are the waymarks. Here are the high heaps. Isn't it beautiful? Inexpressible to realize that you're in the King's highway of holiness on your way to eternal felicity. You say, this is it. They say, look, here it is. Here are the waymarks. We see them. And this has, shall I say, a local and a very personal application with parents and children, a pastor and the flock. See, they see these waymarks and these high heaps. They say, blessed be God, we're in this living way that leads to glory. Well, let me then, in a very simple way, name to you some of these waymarks. The case of beloved Ruth from Moab has presented itself to me this day. Now look, here's a waymark. When Naomi mysteriously endeavored to persuade her to return, she set up a waymark. And here it is, a memorial to all generations of her faith and grace and the work of the Holy Ghost in her soul. This is how she responded. Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, look, here's the highway. Set thine heart toward the highway. Her heart was set toward the highway. She was traveling home to God, and she knew it. In the same way that the fathers trod, they're happy now, and we soon that happiness will see, because over all the many years that I have been favored greatly to stand before you on this anniversary day, I suppose I have seen almost a congregation taken. Well, look at it. You see, it may not be very long before the Lord calls you. And this is a message for you today. Set you up waymarks. Make a high heap. All your testimony concerning what the Lord has done for you and wrought in you and through you and for you, make this high heap. Now look what she did. She set up a waymark. Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, my God, where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more, or so if aught but death guard thee and me, for the way that. See, every precious soul comes into this, and they find this way mark. They say, this is just what Ruth said. There's the way mark set up. Set up here in this blessed book. God took it and put it into the canon of Scripture. Set it up. She set it up by the Holy Ghost. And he set it up here so that you know you're in the highway. How wonderful, isn't it? Why, bless you. In your very trials, you'll say, look, I'm in the path of Job. I'm in this adversity, but I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Although after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself. Thine eyes shall behold and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. You see, here the way marks, they're set up, particularly relating to deliverances and the manifestations of God's favor, that all these are way marks. And he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. You'll find it. It's set up. You'll say this is the very path that God has led me in, this highway. Look at this. This is what godly, saintly Job said. It's set up. Look at the way marks. Oh, the wonder of this. And then the holy joy when he turned his captivity and gave him twice as much as he had before, and blessed his latter end more than his beginning. Look at these way marks. Look right through the Scripture. See all these way marks. I'm thinking now of Joshua, the successor of Moses. Now, it is quite obvious that this is something that the Lord would have you do all along the way, and especially those who lead the way, his ministers and the elders. He would have you do this so that those who follow to the third and fourth generations may see these way marks and these high heaps. Now look at Joshua. When he came to evening time, oh blissful evening time, eternal day would soon be his portion when he came there. Everlasting day. And as the hymn says, everlasting spring. Now he set up a high heap. High heap. You dear friends, you precious souls here today, you see if you can add a little to your heap to set it up. Set it up before God in praise and gratitude and wonder and love, and set it up in his church and before his people and before your children. Now look at this high heap. He said, addressing Israel, yourselves know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed you of all the good things which the Lord your God hath promised. All have come to pass as it is this day. And you see, I have an experience of that. Preacher can speak of it. Most of these things have come to pass. Now, what you do? Set up your high heap, my friends. You're near glory, some of you. Set it up. Make this high heap higher still of all the wonders the Lord has wrought for you. So, set the outline axe. I was thinking too of what is so very well known as to the terminology and a wonderful thing to know in experience, the publican. Little did the publican realize, poor, guilty, mourning soul as he was, little did he realize when he stood afar off, durst not look up to heaven, smote upon his breast, and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And those words were immortalized right down through the whole Church of God in all ages. There's a way that I set up. You'll say, I'm in the way. How blessed. So, look at the favour. And then there are just two other cases that occur immediately to my experience. Death of Samuel, where Israel was delivered from the Philistines. And he took the sucking lamb and offered it wholly unto the Lord. And the Lord delivered Israel. The Lord thundered upon them. And what did he do? Did he just go on? Did he go on without setting up a waymark and making a high peak? No. No. One of the greatest desires of your soul will be to praise him with a glorified capacity. You feel so inhibited here, so restricted. You'll long to be able to praise him with a glorious capacity to the very maximum of your being that is glorified soul and body eventually in heaven. So what did he do? He took a stone and said, here's a waymark for you. You can see it. Here it is in the highway. He set it between Mizpah, the watchtower, God watching over his people, and Shem, the precipice. Between the two, the leadership in the hymn has it beautifully, and saw the fullness of that. She said, he to save my soul from danger interposed his precious blood, showing that that stone is a type of the atonement of Christ. It is set between Mizpah and the precipice. See, there it is, the stone set up. He interposed his precious blood, so that you should never sink into hell. But not only to save you from hell, salvation is not just to be saved from perdition, from going into the flames of the bottomless pit. It is to be in a filial relationship with him and a conjugal relationship with him. It is to know him and to have his image restored to you in the work of redemption and the work of the Holy Ghost. It is to be one with him and to be like him and to delight in him forever. Oh, the wonder of it. So he set it up. Some of you will go to London, you'll go to a London hospital to see where you set up a stone. Many of you will set up a stone here in this church. Set the up waymarks. So he set it up. Set it up, my friends, today. This is the exhortation. This is the response to all the wonders the Lord has wrought for you. And certainly this will be accomplished in all the consummate glory when you reach the happy shore and when you are with your Saviour and when you cast your crown before him. Oh, the wonder of this. set me up way in her eyes. Now another case is that of our beloved Paul the Apostle before Agrippa. Oh, here it was. He set up his waymark. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue to this day, witnessing both the small and great and so on. They set it up. Oh, the beauty of it. Make the heights. And then there is another case, and obviously you see these dear souls in this highway setting up their waymarks and making high heaps from Genesis to Revelation. You see them? Just as you see the runners. Another case is this. Take the emaciated woman, and how when she had spent all and was nothing better but rather or worse, when her case was completely desperate, then she heard of Jesus. That is why the Lord has sent us, so that you should hear of Jesus. He may give you to hear of Jesus immediately, that is, through his word or by the whisper of his spirit. But this is the main function of the ordained ministry of the Spirit, so that you should hear of Jesus. Now, if I may but touch him, I shall be whole. I shall get the cure. Yes, and she did. And receive the healing virtue. Poor, rich now, but timid soul, very retiring. There are some like that in the congregation. They are so timid. But the Lord did not let her go. She was to set up her waymark. Who touched me? They said, Master, the crowd thronged thee. Why sayest thou, who touched me? He said, I perceive there's somebody has touched me, for virtue has gone out. This is how you will know the presence of the Lord, my dear friends. Dear brethren and sisters in the Lord Jesus, this is how you'll know his sweet presence. This virtue, you touch by faith, the virtue flows from into your soul. Well, you're healed. You're rendered fit for heaven, for paradise. You're one with him. Now, when she saw that she could not be here, couldn't be here, she came and fell down before him, and what she did was to set up her waymark. He said, Daughter, go in peace, thy faith hath made thee whole. So she set up her waymark. How many of you, dear friends, how many of you are there that the Lord is speaking to today to set up this waymark? You may say that I'm a sinner and I'm poor and I'm guilty and I'm nervous and apprehensive. Look, love is the answer. If the love of Christ constraineth you, if you get a touch of his love, you'll know what it is for your very soul and mouth and lips to flow, and your feet will run in this delightful highway. You see, set thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps. The name is Patience. Set my heart toward the highway. The highway is this highway, as in the hymn of holiness. And immediately the Lord Jesus is divinely revealed to your soul, you will know this highway. And what will you say? You see, there are two things here. When Christ is revealed to you, He is the way, and the highway is the way to heaven that has been frequented by all the saints, leading them from bondage and darkness to heaven and bliss and peace and liberty and joy eternal. Is a highway. All the old prophets, all the apostles, all the saints have gone in this same highway. And blessed be God that a number of us see we are meeting together today in this highway. We are traveling home to God in this highway. Pilgrims we are, claiming now. See, we are traveling in this highway. Isn't it wonderful? Now, the two things are these. One is, when the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed, He will most blessedly invite you to Himself. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Till late I heard my Savior say, come hither, soul, come. This is what He does. He says, come. And when He says, come, He draws you irresistibly. This is it, you see. He says, come. And you'll say, lo, glad I come. You're in the highway, you see. Thou blessed man shall take me to thee as I am. Nothing but sin have I to bring, nothing but blood shall I receive. Set thine heart toward the highway. This blessed highway, I said in the forenoon, it's a fixation. If you know Christ by revelation, by the Holy Ghost, you have a fixation. It's an eternal fixation. It's not something that is occasional or transient. It is everlasting. This fixation. Your soul is fixed. Completely fixed on Christ. So, set thine heart toward the highway, as though He would say, you're on the way now that leads from all the banishment of all the wretchedness and bondage and ruin and darkness and misery. Set thine heart toward the highway. Sing as you go. Sing. Sing in this highway the high praises of God. For thou shalt again be adorned with thy temperance, and go forth in the dances of them that made merry. So, it is as though He says to us this afternoon, seek of me to be further weaned from the flesh and the world and all time things, and set thine heart on this highway. To realize you're traveling home to God, so lay aside every unworthy weight and the sin which doth so easily beset you, and run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus. Set thine heart toward the highway. Even the way which thou wentest, turn again. O Virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. That is, as we have mentioned, the cities were ruined. But of course, the whole thing with the Lord's people was this. They loved even the dust and the stones of the masonry far more than all the palaces of Babylon. Now then, there is a specific word here. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel. I love the title, the Virgin. It shows that there is this holy jealousy in the souls of pastors and teachers and all ordained ministers over precious souls. I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, even Christ, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Do you see? Oh, this Virgin of Israel, that a poor sinner should bear such a title, such an amazing title, it points to the cleansing blood. It points to sanctification and the Lord setting apart these souls for Himself to be the very bride of Christ. You see, espoused to Him. Are you married to Him? Listen, have you a ring on your hand? Think of that. And do you bear His name? A new name this is, the Lord's name. You're His. He is jealous over you. You're jealous over your soul. Now He says, turn again, O Virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. Now, I've got a feeling about this today, or it has developed during the day. Turn again to these thy cities. Cities standing for churches, the churches of God, and churches that may appear to be decaying and in a very low state. Now He says, turn again to these thy cities. So what is the message? They will be rebuilt anew. I am persuaded that blessings are in store for us. He says, turn again to these thy cities. Just as Nehemiah looked to the wall, there it was, breached. And the temple in desolation, in ruins. But it was rebuilt. Everything was rebuilt. The wall was finished. There was a new temple that would have a greater glory than the former, because of the presence of Emmanuel Himself in it. But He said, now turn again to these thy cities. Now some of you may find that in your souls the Lord is turning you to, and you've got a deep spiritual exercise. Maybe the Lord has partly fulfilled it, but there's much more yet to be done. It seems to indicate, look, turn again to these thy cities. You see them in their desolation, but they're going to be rebuilt. But when the Lord shall build up Zion, He shall appear in His glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Blessed be God.